with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Beautiful weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. And what do you want to put on there? You want to put on a steak, right, Bob?
I think spring's coming.
Right.
That sun's coming up a little earlier.
I know. I love it.
My grill's looking lonely.
Right.
Time to wake her up again.
Well, we know how to fix that. We'll fill it with some meat from Sobey Meats. And on our live line right now, it is Tim Sobey. Thanks for sticking around, Tim.
Glad to do it. Thanks for inviting me in.
Oh, you bet. Now, we were talking in the first segment. We ended up on this flat iron steak. Let's pick that up where we left off. What is that steak? It's got a cool name, but tell us a little bit about it.
If you're familiar with a boneless English roast, it's actually part of that. So it's up in the front shoulder, part of the chuck. And back in the day, you would call it, they would give it a name like a petite steak.
Right.
And it was kind of round. And then in the middle of that is a layer of collagen. And a true flat iron, if you were to think of filleting a fish, you have the spine down the middle and the skin on the outside of each side. And you're going to take that fillet between the skin and the spine, right?
Right.
So that flat iron, there's the silver skin on the outside of that, and then the collagen in the middle. So you're taking a fillet off each side of that collagen.
Interesting.
And so there's like zero waste to those. They're extremely tender and flavorful.
Now,
and they are a great value.
Now, in current health regimens, they're promoting collagen. They want us to eat more collagen.
Yeah.
What would you say to make a flat iron easier to, I guess, manipulate with all that collagen? Would you diamond score?
Well, I know there's other markets that leave that collagen in, and in my opinion, you almost have to, I'm going to say, render that down a little bit, right?
Okay.
So if you have like a pot roast, naturally the other connective tissue and collagen and in the bone, you're going to get that collagen in there as well. But if you're doing kind of like a medium rare steak, that collagen might not have a chance to gel out enough.
Right.
So would you be a little bit chewy?
Would you want to grill it on a lower heat and try and reduce some of that collagen and fat a little bit to get your center piece up to a medium rare? Could you go with a lower heat?
I don't know. If it was me, I would just go to a different butcher shop that doesn't need the collagen in it. That's what I would do.
I know, but I have kids who are health freaks, and they're promoting all sorts of things like...
Well, they didn't learn that at home, did they, Tim?
Healthy eating.
Well, then I guess at that point, then to back that up, I would do my sear and then move it over and slow that down and
okay.
Give that collagen a chance to gel out.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, that sounds... That's gelling out, that's a technical term. What it really means is it's softening up a little bit so it doesn't have a real chewy texture to it. But the flavor's there. And as Bob stipulated, the collagen is good for us. It does a lot of good things for us. So that's cool. So this flat iron, Tim, people don't know. Is there how much of it is on the cow? I mean, is that something you got in your meat case all the time?
Yes, we do. And off a side, well, there's two steaks we get off each side. So let's say there's maybe 2 to 3 pounds on an animal.
Right.
There's not a lot on an animal.
And what is flat iron selling for currently in Michigan, roughly, in a good shop like yours?
In our shop, we got it for $9.99.
Wow.
That's a deal.
That is a deal.
Because there's not much on each cow.
Unless you know a butcher that has $9.99 ribeyes, and then you might buy those instead for the same $10.
There you go. I'm upgrading right now, doggone it.
Yeah. So let's talk a little sirloin, because I think I get a little confused about sirloin, top sirloin, bottom round, all this. What's your favorite cut of sirloin, other than an inch and a half, 2 inches thick?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It would be, well, and on the bone-in sirloin, there's filet mignon on there also. But on the sirloin itself, it would be the top sirloin part. So even though there's filet on there, yes, it's more tender, but there's more flavor in the top sirloin than the tenderloin.
Okay. And then can you get some reasonable marbling in top?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yep. So that is, and we've talked about that, you know, as we know many times on the show.
Right.
It's a great all-around cut.
Yes.
It's tender, flavorful, very versatile, very good cost. Whether you want to use it for stroganoff, mm-hmm. stir fry, just that inch and a half steak.
Shish kebabs. It's my go-to on shish kebab.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's interesting.
It's more tender than other cuts as well.
It's interesting, Tim. You said there's a piece of filet on there, but the sirloin's better. I'm in your camp 100% because everybody thinks the filet is like the best steak on the animal. It's probably one of the most tender, but it often lacks marbling. And
correct.
And you know, if I know anything that you've taught me is fat is flavor.
And I've learned also that women, my wife in particular, but a lot of women will go right to the filet.
Right.
And I think one of the reasons is because of the tenderness, but it's also easier for them to cut.
Yeah.
And they like to be, you know, all dainty and everything while they're not like two guys with, you know, chainsaws eating it off a grill.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That is one of my favorite cuts for shish kebabs, like Bob said, all puns intended. But anyway, Tim, what else you got in the meat case that's a good value?
Tri-tip is another one.
Oh.
And even flank steak. So flank is another thinner cut, similar to the flat iron.
Yeah, let's talk flank steak. Where is that located, other than in your case?
On a human, it's going to be way down by your crotch.
Okay. So are those available at your store?
Groin. What's that?
I said, are those available at your store?
Nothing. Oh. So,
crotch steak? You can't say that.
Jeez, you can't say that.
If anybody has ever dressed a deer,
yes.
But whether it's a human or an animal, the flank is what's holding the guts up.
Yep.
So that's way down in the bottom pelvic area there.
Right.
And it's kind of a long striated muscle, but yet they are just full of flavor.
And what would you do with that?
What's that?
What would you do with that? Would you grill it real quick, or would you?
Yes. Yep.
That's pinwheel?
What I would do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then many times, I know Teresa always says, "Cook once, eat twice," but taking the leftovers and using like a carne asada, if it's something for fajitas or stir fry or whatever that is, take the meat that you've already grilled and use for leftovers into another dish. And like fajitas, it is the bomb. It is so delicious.
Yeah, it is. Tim, where can everybody find you?
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's on the west side of the road as you're going out to the highway. And there's so much more than a meat market there.
It's a destination now.
Yeah, it's a destination now. You got to get in there. He makes all his own salads and dips and things, too. And it's just wonderful. But
how many different jerkies do you have?
Let's see.
20
with
maybe?
Turkey, about 8.
Yeah.
And how about meat sticks?
Meat sticks, probably 14.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, if you've not been there, make a trip to Sobey Meats. If you have been there, go back. It's a wonderful place. Tim, thanks for your time, and you enjoy your weekend.
Okay. Take care. Thanks for having me in, guys.
See you, buddy.
All right. That's Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats, man. He's one of my favorite guys on this planet. He's such a good guy, and his market is amazing. But you've been listening to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.